The Taoiseach has said there may be a signal from the government at the end of this month that some workers can return to their offices by the end of August, a month earlier than currently planned. Micheál Martin said many more people will be vaccinated by August and this would allow for a vaccine dividend. Meanwhile, Tánaiste Déli Ó-Bhradhcar is also backing a return to the office in August. He wants to see people returning to their desks within weeks, even if remote and blended working are to become a much bigger feature of life after COVID. So, how will employees and employers react to this development? For more on this, Joe Robbins, the director and co-founder of CareerWise Recruitment in Shannon, is with us on the show now. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. So this suggestion from the Taoiseach and the backing of his number two, Leo Varadkar, that workers, it looks like they're going to be heading back to the offices by the end of August. Is this something you think is a good idea or what are your thoughts on it?
Very much so. Like, but Alan, what I'd like to do is maybe go back to the start of the pandemic just to give you a flavour of the situation, you know. So when the pandemic happened first about a year and a half ago, everybody's working from home and everybody thought it was a great idea and all the tech companies said you can stay at home forever and everybody's getting on great and the weather was fantastic and all the rest of it. And then as time and time went on, you know, things like, you know, detachment came in and isolation and everybody on these Zoom calls got fed up with and working from home and it wasn't such a great idea after all. And then more and more then people began to talk about, as you mentioned a minute ago, blended or hybrid type working whereby you could work from home some days of the week and go into work some days of the week. And I think there's a general acceptance now among employees and employers that that's probably the best way to go. That there was some benefits of people working from home, but the whole thing around, you know, the isolation and all the rest of it and people not being in the work and understanding the crack and you know, getting the training and development opportunities and missing out on maybe promotion, all of those sort of things kick in. So I think going forward, the blended type arrangement is probably going to be the best. And to be honest, you know, August, September time, whatever that time frame is probably the right time. You know, kids will be back in school. You know, the PUP arrangements will be diminishing. And there's a real need and a desire for people to get back to work. So I think, all in all, I think it's a great idea. You know, the vaccines have been rolled out. There's herd immunity kicking in. And I think, you know, the world and the world of work, you know, we've been through hell and back. But I think we're in a really, really good situation now and there's a strong desire to get back to work.
I have to say, Joe, the blended experience to me seems like the best one because you're getting the best of both worlds. I mean, I suppose there are pros and cons to working from home and working in the office. When I was doing it, you know, the working from home was you cut out the commute. You didn't necessarily have to get into the best work clothes. Although I know some people still did that at home because it felt it got them into work mode. And trying to distract my daughter from pressing buttons on my work laptop was also involved a lot of hard work. But then, you know, going to work, if you're staying at home, you're missing out on, you know, chatting to your colleagues, those conversations around the water cooler, as the Americans like to say. Whereas if you're doing both, I found it kind of made the week go that bit quicker if some days you were working from home and others you were in the office.
Yeah, 100%. You know, before the pandemic kicked in, you know, Alan, you know, there was no such thing around, you know, the WebEx really or the Teams calls or Zooms. And that's facilitated a lot of the really good stuff that's happened. But there's no other solution of people being, you know, integrated, you know, more than being in the work environment, as you described a second ago. And to be honest, you know, there's a mistrust, I suppose, among employers to have people working from home as to what to be up to and all the rest of it. And would it be, you know, would it be efficient? But I think the first period of the pandemic proved that people could successfully work from home. But then, as you said a second ago, the things like loneliness and you know, the kids, you know, screaming and shouting and not getting enough privacy. And, you know, bear in mind also there's people living in, you know, one-bedroom apartments and they're trying to work together, maybe with a couple of children or whatever. And so it has been very difficult for a lot of people. And on top of that, you know, you've got things around isolation and detachment. And, you know, unfortunately, then some people have had personal problems around all of that sort of thing. And then maybe, I suppose, you know, over indulging in alcohol and other substances, whatever. So like there are HR type issues to be dealt with when people do go back to work, and unfortunately that's you know, I suppose an element of this whole pandemic thing that people need to understand. But as I said, generally speaking, the whole thing around the blended thing, I think will work very, very well. And as you said, it shortens the week. I think it'll be very efficient for a lot of people, and I think it'll work very, very well going forward.
Joe, you know, with career-wise, you're obviously dealing with a lot of big companies recruiting for them, and a lot of big companies in the Shannon area and the industrial estates and all that. Is there what's your kind of feeling from what you're hearing from the businesses you're dealing with? Is there a mixture in terms of what they favour? I suppose with some of the more industrial companies, you really have to be. You have to be on site, but is there any sort of consensus on, well, we don't mind our staff working from home, or we want them to come into the office?
Well, see, Alan, you got to look at the whole economic footprint and climate. And right now, you know, the world is buzzing. There's stimulus around the world everywhere. There's low interest rates, low commodity prices. There's a pent-up demand. There's going to be a massive upturn in the next number of years. And now I'm talking mostly the multinational sector. Obviously, you know, the local sector in terms of, you know, tourism and aviation and everything, and pubs, restaurants have been very, very hit. But generally speaking, in the multinational type environment and the area that we work in, as you described a second ago, there's a huge desire for blended working. And, you know, it's come from both sides. And, you know, in a competitive environment where it's almost impossible to find staff these days, the employer that's offering a hybrid or blended working environment as against those who are not, will not be winning out in the talent pool and the talent war. That's the bottom line. Now, obviously, you know, there's different levels of activity. So if you're a manufacturing environment and you need your production operatives in daily, then that has to happen. And that has happened in a number of companies in the region over the pandemic, and they've handled it very, very well in terms of, you know, social distancing and sanitising, etc. But then the professional staff who can, you know, be at home, you know, and don't need to be in the work environment. They can work from home. They've continued to work from home on a blended type nature. You know, so it's you know, it's not all one solution fits all. But what employers have to do, I think, in this marketplace, is to find the best arrangement for their staff to keep them happy and keep them engaged.
Joe, there could even be some companies out there who had committed to their staff working from home. They'd seen as the pandemic progressed from its early stages that actually workers were enjoying working from home, cutting out the commute, and perhaps they felt they were being more productive. But some of these companies who had committed to that see their direct competitors bringing workers back to the office, and perhaps those companies are getting the jump in terms of, you know, getting contracts from businesses because they're having their workers in the office gives them the jump, and then they, I suppose, go back on what they were going to do and start asking that their employees come into the office.
No, that is right. Absolutely right. And if you look at America, America leads the way in all of this, and especially the tech companies. You know, all the tech companies at the start of this pandemic, you know, a year and a half ago, whatever, said everybody can work from home indefinitely. A lot of those companies now are pulling back on all of that for various reasons, including the ones you described a second ago. And so, you know, this whole thing about indefinite is now, you know, out of the picture completely. And now people are talking about hybrid or blended for those very, very reasons you mentioned a second ago.
Joe, during the pandemic, what was the job scene, for want of a better phrase, like in Clare? You know, how are you finding it in terms of finding work for the people who are coming to you with their CVs?
Yeah, no, remember also, Alan, you know, we were dealing mostly in the, you know, sort of technician, senior engineer.
Of course,
engineer,
yeah.
You know, level. And we've no involvement whatsoever with the sort of the indigenous tourism restaurant business, which has been really, really hit hard. So in terms of working with the multinationals, you're not going to believe this, but we're finding it extremely difficult to find people. And that's all through the pandemic, because there's so many startups in the Midwest, that's both in the Shannon Industrial Estate and Limerick, etc. There's so many startups, there's so many companies expanding, there's so many companies supporting their American sites, because American sites, you know, had problems initially, certainly in terms of the pandemic. So you know, the multinational sector has boomed during this pandemic, and it's going to boom even further coming out of it.
Was there any sort of situation with at the start of the pandemic or in the early months, some of these big US companies that you work with perhaps laying off workers and maybe just as a temporary measure to see how things went, and then I suppose a couple of months later started bringing them back?
No, like all the companies we've dealt with, and including, you know, we've maybe 300 professional contractors in our books in various companies, multinational companies around Ireland. We were frightened that all of those companies would let go of the people to start a pandemic, but it hasn't happened. And in actual fact, you know, as I described earlier, the US parent has relied so much on Ireland and the Irish subsidiaries have done so well regarding managing this that, you know, they've actually taken on more work, and there's several examples of that. They're taking on more work to support the US parent, and in actual fact, they've boomed during this pandemic, and as I said earlier, they're going to boom coming out of it. And the big problem is going to be finding people. And you know, you mentioned earlier about people staying at home, and you know, the PUP payment is still there. People want to be at home for their families and kids during the summer, but hopefully from September onwards, we're going to get, you know, everything's going to ease up and we're going to have more people coming back into the marketplace.
Well, Joe, you're singing music to the ears of those in Clare who are wondering, you know, maybe they're looking for a job at the moment, that over the next weeks and months, there's plenty of opportunities there.
There's you know, again, if you look at America, you know, Alan, I always look at America. In America now, you know, the restaurants can't find staff. So that they're increasing the hourly wage by 30-40%. If people want to be paid on the day you work, you get paid the day you work. So, you know, you work today, you get paid today. So all of that's going to come through in some shape or fashion going forward. And with the economy opening up now, and you know, the restaurants, pubs, clubs, cinemas and all the rest of it, you know, there's going to be a shortage of people. But hopefully when people come back into the marketplace, there will be lots and lots of opportunities for lots and lots of people. You know, that's a certainty, you know.
I suppose increasing the wages of restaurant staff in America is something that should have been done a long time ago, but that's for another day. Joe, yes. Great to speak to you. Thanks so much for joining us on Morning Focus, and stay well, have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Alan. No problem whatsoever. Thank you.